This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes out of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. I hope you're enjoying this message. This is something that I preach at Island Community Church. Now, Island is the church that I pastor. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30, Thursday night, though not this coming Thursday. We're off this week because of the fundraiser here at the radio station. But the following Thursday from 6 to 7, that Thursday on, we just started the Book of Acts just a couple weeks ago. We're going through Acts verse by verse. Love to see you, and you are invited. This is one of the reasons we have it on Thursday nights. So those of you that love the Word and want to be in the Word and study with us, you're invited to come out Thursday night. Even if you go to another church, and it's just an open invitation for you to come out, worship with us, study the Word of God with us Thursday night, 6 o'clock, Sunday mornings at 10:30. Here today now, this is the last part of a sermon I preached on Palm Sunday. It's entitled, The Stones Cry Out. It comes out of the Gospel of Luke chapter 19. When Jesus comes riding into Jerusalem on a donkey, the people cried out. In verse 38, it said, Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees called to him from the crowd, Teacher, rebuke your disciples. But he answered and said to them, I tell you, if these should keep silent, then the stones would immediately cry out. That's what we've been looking at. We're going through, I believe, well, this is the last part of this sermon. We're going through Psalm 22 today. We're looking at all these great prophecies. You have to remember this. Prophecy is your greatest evangelical tool that you have to lead people to the cross, to lead people to a saving faith in Jesus Christ is Bible prophecy. I'll say it right now to everyone out there within the sound of my voice. You give me half an hour with an agnostic and you won't be an agnostic anymore. First off, I don't believe in any agnostics. Even the word gnosis means knowledge. Put an A in front of it. What does it mean? It means stupid. Who's going to call themselves that willingly? Not many people that I know. But for those that call themselves agnostic, I invite you to come into my office. We'll lock the door here for 30 minutes, and you won't be what you call an agnostic anymore. Once you go through Psalm 22, you won't be an agnostic. You will either be a believer in Jesus Christ, whose name is written in the book of life, part of what I believe the last generation that won't ever see death. Or you'll be someone, a renegade, who refuses to bow the knee to the Son of God. But don't call yourself an agnostic, because that's not what you'd be after you go through Psalm 22 and you have someone explaining it to you. That's what we're looking at here today in this message. To hear the whole thing, go to WGODradio.com. Click on the link there that has podcasts on it. You can download the whole thing. It's only about 30 minutes long. We're going to get into that here now in a minute. This is an awesome and astounding prophecy given by the angel Gabriel to Daniel 600 years before Jesus Christ. They called the very day the Lord Jesus would go riding into Jerusalem on a donkey. That's what we're looking at here today, an awesome prophecy. God makes no mistakes. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
Fourth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem until Messiah, the Prince, there shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street will be built again and the wall, even in troublesome times. After 62 weeks, the Messiah shall be cut off. New King James has suffer the death penalty in the footnote there. After 62 weeks, the Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince who was to come will destroy the city and the sanctuary. The end of it will be with a flood. Until the end of the war, desolations are determined. All right, now, the Hebrew word for week, look in verse 25. The Hebrew word for week is the word Shabuah. Shabuah means a week of years. Okay, everyone follow me? When you see in English the word week, the Hebrew word Shabuah means a week of years. A week of years is how many years? Seven. A week. A week of years. 7 years. So what the angel Gabriel said was this, to put in Esposito vernacular, modern terms, he says this, you people have got 490 years to make this right. But not consecutive years, they don't run together, obviously, from what he's about to say. Listen to what old Gabe says here. Verse 25, know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the command to rebuild Jerusalem. Now you got to remember, Jerusalem was overthrown by King Nebuchadnezzar, 586 BC. It's in a rubble. It's been destroyed. Daniel was taken captive to Babylon in 605 BC. This is many years after that. Lived to be an old man. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the command to rebuild Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince comes, there will be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. Okay, 69 weeks of years. Mark, 69 weeks of years is 69 times 7. All right? 69 weeks of years is 69 times 7. It's 483 years. Now, we know that this decree in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes from the book of Nehemiah, chapter 2, verses 1 through 8, we know that this decree was given March the 4th, 444 BC. Know therefore from the going forth of the command, this is when Nehemiah was all upset, remember? And the king says, what's wrong? And then he sent them back to Jerusalem. Well, it starts, they're saying, in the 20th year of Artaxerxes, they know when this day was. March the 4th, 444 BC. 483 years, the next number. 483 years times 360 days to a year. This is the Jewish calendar. 483 years. Times 360 days to the year is 173,880 days. Now, 173,880 days from March the 5th, 444 BC, when you add 173,880 days to that, you get this day right here. Ha. Huh. Today. What do you know? Anniversary of March the 29th, 33 AD. What a coincidence. Not. Okay. Now, perhaps you say, but our calendar is not 360 days. All right. Let's do it your way then. Next number. Is, let's go from years. 444 BC to 33 AD is 476 years. Now, for all of you rocket scientists here, we got one here today, another one's out today. Maybe there's two or three here. How many days there are in a year, literally, on your slide rule? It's 365.24219. So, you take 476 years on our calendar, multiply it by 365.24219, you've got 173,855 days. 25 days went south somewhere, okay? This takes us from March the 4th to March the 4th. Add 25 days to that number, add 25 days to March the 4th, and what day do you got? You got today's date. Is that astounding? The Bible says, when they give the command to go out and rebuild Jerusalem, there's going to be 483 years, 7 weeks and 62 weeks. If you add them together, you come up with 483 years. If you start it when he says to start it, it takes you to this day, March the 29th, 33 A.D., as the Lord Jesus Christ rode into Jerusalem on the back of the donkey on this day. I say to that, hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. What an incredible prophecy this is. And the people cried out, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, recorded in this book, so that you would believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. He answered them and said to them, I tell you, if these should hold their peace or keep quiet, the stones would, look at the next word, immediately. You know why? Because tomorrow's too late. Right? Tomorrow's too late. Maybe you can't, I can't figure this out. God's got it figured out. Tomorrow is too late. It missed by a day, which is why Jesus said, if these keep quiet, the stones will immediately cry out. Because I'll tell you what, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Let's pray. Lord, we exalt you here today. You blow us away with your awesome. You know everything. You are omniscient. There's nothing you do not know. We praise and exalt your holy name here today, Lord. You slay me with your awesome knowledge. Who has known your mind? Who was given to you first that you should repay us? For of you and through you and to you are all things. We bow the knee before you, Lord. Worship you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
What an incredible, awesome prophecy that was, wasn't it? That Almighty God nailed it right to the day. And why the Lord Jesus said what he said. That is, if these should keep quiet, the stones would immediately cry out. And the point was, you know, tomorrow is too late. This was fulfilled right to the day. Whether or not you and me know it or not, it was fulfilled right to the day. That doesn't matter. God doesn't need us to understand something for something to be fulfilled on that very day. And it was anyway, because God is perfect in all his ways. And my point was, this is the whole reason for Bible prophecy. The testimony of Jesus, it says in Revelation 19, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Everything, all this stuff is written down. God speaks it before it happens so that you would believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. Well, you're listening to 91.5 FM. This is WMIE. This is Paul Esposito live with you in the studio. Day three of our fundraiser here. This week, we've raised up $18,100. That's where we stand. Lord, we offer up this day to you. You are an awesome God, and we thank you that through all this that you love us so much. You demonstrate your own love for us, and that while we're still sinners, that Christ died for us. Lord, we praise and exalt you today.